You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us streaming around the world online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I am so excited to be here in the KEXP studios with Wolf Alice. Welcome.
Hello. Hey.
It is so fantastic to see you. It has been a while, and you've been on quite a journey since we last saw you. I want to hear a little bit about that, but you have a fantastic new album called Visions of a Life, and you're going to do some versions of songs from that one today, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wolf Alice, live on KEXP. Wolf Alice live on KEXP, the new album, Visions of a Life.
One, two, three, four.
Hope my body gets better. Time.
Live in the KEXP studios, it is Wolf Alice, songs from the new album, Visions of Life. And you are all quite a vision. It is so wonderful to see you. It's been a couple years since we've had you in studio, 2.5 years, and then you played our benefit show in December of 2015. But it's been quite a whirlwind, a roller coaster for you the past couple of years.
Yep.
That's an understatement. Obviously, bands making music want to find an audience and resonate with fans, and that has happened in such a magnificent and powerful way for you. And My Love Is Cool was such a successful album and reached so many people. And you could have easily made a record with songs just like that and had a ton of happy people, but you made a completely different and new record, which is so exciting to see what the next step for Wolf Alice can be. And so I'm wondering what you learned along the way, the past 2.5 years of playing so much, meeting so many people, having a life experience, and what you learned from making the new record that you wanted to, or your last record that you wanted to take into this new record.
I think we always say that, I think we became more confident and braver, and that's kind of the main things we learned from, one, touring so much, and two, our previous experiences in the recording studio. So that's what we carried with us into the studio this time around, kind of a sense of, you know, now's the time to try something if you want to, and don't be embarrassed and be bold. And yeah.
I understand that you wrote the record in London but recorded it in Los Angeles, and that you actually spent quite a bit of time. I'm wondering what that time was like making the record.
It was amazing. The whole thing was conceived and kind of brought together in a basement in London, but we worked with Justin Meldor Johnson, who's based in Los Angeles. So we all shared a house, the four of us, and lived facing Echo Park, and there was a lot of sunshine. And yeah, it's a nice place to make an album. We also, the studio that we spent the bulk of our time, Music Friend, was in Eagle Rock, and it had all these windows so you could see outside and you weren't just in a dark, dark room for like 2.5 months.
Were you in dark, dark rooms when you were writing the songs?
Yes.
The darkest of rooms.
So that's interesting, writing them in London.
And then recording them in the blazing sunshine.
You talked about the confidence that you gained and just being bolder with the new songs. Did you feel like there was a sense of trust that you could just sort of take risks on this new record? Did you build up a trust in your songwriting?
Yeah, definitely. We built up a trust, and we also had more time, which I think helps in the studio. And we also just approach it with a sense of fun, you know, experimenting and trying things out is fun, and We learned that.
You have a lot of different sounds on this new record, which I love. And the first song that we heard in the summer was Yuk Fu, and that is a bold, angry, abrasive song. And I'm curious to know what, I'm guessing, Ellie, that you brought that to the band. And I'm curious to know what the band's first response was hearing that song. And of course, I want to know what that means to you and that song.
Yeah, I think it was one of the ones I was quite, I don't know, a little apprehensive to show, because lyrically and just even vibe was kind of different to anything done before. But I don't know, like, we all like kind of short, snappy punk songs as well. So, you know, it wasn't too crazy. I don't know, I knew it kind of suited our tastes. And we were really enjoying playing our more heavier, more feisty kind of songs on tour. We were really enjoying playing those live at the time, so it was something that I thought we probably might want to have in a new set.
You definitely do that heavy, vibey, intense thing oh so well. But then you had that softer side on Don't Delete the Kisses, which is the next song that we heard, which is a dreamy love song. And it was really interesting to get those two songs, like one, two, right after one another. Tell me a little bit about the making of that song.
That song was one of the harder ones to record because we had a few versions of it. And we weren't sure how pop we were going to make it. You know, there was temptation to make it into a proper kind of like club, nightclubbing kind of tune. And we drew it back a little, but in the end made it somewhere in between. And it was a hard one to make because of that, but definitely felt good when we got it into its end place. We had a few, and it was a nice moment.
Well, it's that thing going back to trusting yourselves as songwriters and getting stronger and stronger. As I started by saying, what a journey you've been on. Bands, of course, want their music to connect with people, and yours did, in such an incredible way. And you ended up touring for a super long time, and I imagine there were a lot of highs, a lot of awards, and that had to be super exciting, but I'm sure there were highs and lows. How did you sort of take care of each other emotionally during that time, which I imagine to some extent was somewhat unexpected, and how quickly that it all came?
I don't know. We're very, very close. You know, we spend more time with each other than anyone would with someone you work with or someone you're married to. We spend, you know, we go to work together, and then we also, while we were doing the album, we're at home together. So I think we learned to respect one another. You know, we know when to take the piss out of someone and when to not, if you're having a bad day. And I think we're quite good at talking, and we usually know if there's something up, if you're a little bit tired of, you know, the 700th weird dressing room and a very warm beer, and you're feeling a little bit sad. I think we're good at patting each other on the back, and I think we look out for each other, basically.
Are you excited to take these songs and this new record out on the road?
Yeah, definitely. We did a little tour earlier this year, kind of around loads of small basement-y pubs and clubs, and road tested a few of the new tunes. And yeah, we're lucky because we've got great fans, and they always nice to us. But it was fun to see people's reactions, see which ones maybe are going to be good live ones. Yeah.
Well, it's really fun to hear you performing the songs like this today. Is it hard to rework them? I was joking with Joel earlier that you probably can't do Yuk Fu in this stripped down setting. He said it would be a fun challenge maybe to try to do that. But these sound great like this.
Yeah, it is quite hard. I think we've added an old one in because like you say, Yuk Fu doesn't translate too well in this kind of sound. But it's a fun challenge, and sometimes you can hear the song in a different way and hear the lyrics in a different way and stuff, so it's nice.
Yeah, the quality of your voice is different when you perform them like this, and it's beautiful to hear.
Thank you.
Hear it in that setting. KEXP live in studio with Wolf Alice, a new album, Visions of a Life, and would love to hear more music. You said you're going to play an old one?
Yeah, we're going to play a little acoustic-y version of Bros.
Have some fun. Forget our mothers and boss lovers. Forget everyone. Oh, I'm so lucky. You are my best friend. Oh, there's no one. There's no one knows me like you do. I like some. I can keep you. cut our hair. We both look like boys, but we didn't care. Stick it out together like we always do.
Live in the KEXP studios with Ellie, Joel, Joff, and Theo of Wolf Alice and a beautiful new album called Visions of Alive. That was from their previous album, My Love is Cool, and it's still so great to hear those songs. You are not necessarily singing about political themes in this record, but you have been a very outspoken activist, getting people out to vote and getting involved in their community. Do you feel that having the platform that you do gives you the responsibility to do that?
I do feel a certain responsibility just because we know that there are people listening and watching what we do, and we can use that in however way we feel best. And so, yeah, in that sense, it's a privilege and to be able to have that platform.
Well, thank you for doing that. Actually, at KEXP, we try to have a voice, and we've been speaking a lot lately about mental health and letting people know that they're not alone. And I think it's important when people that people look up to and admire speak out, it really does let them know they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for taking action like that and helping get people involved. There's a lot of young people that look up to you, and I know that you're making a difference.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you so much for coming in. And if we can squeeze one more song from the new record out of you, we'd love to hear it live with Wolf Alice.
Swiftly
That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. And the new album, absolutely fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've enjoyed it so much, and we always look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wolf Alice, the new album, Visions of a Life. You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.